Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim. Instructions of life, Torah Chesed. Instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. Instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio. And we humbly suggest with a higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 623, injecting / revealing Chai. Life, vitality within the month of mercy, Elul, 5,776 years into creation. Blessed is our Creator, Baruch Hashem, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. And this is an on-the-spot reflection upon the significance of this day, 18th of Elul, 5,776. Since years, 5,776 years, since original man and woman, Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, began the wondrous stewardship with all of its good points and points that need to be strengthened. Meanwhile, may the Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. To listen in, call in number is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, take another 30 seconds to hear some nice deep singing. This is a gathering with the Babacher Rebbe, Chusi Yogan Leno, may his merits protect us. A song which is alluding to the four ineffable letters of the holy name of the Creator. Let's listen to it for another 30 seconds. Well, we got caught off. That's a little bit of Don's Law, which we've experienced in the past. With that being said, blessed souls, we're now going to give a little brief explanation why we're doing today's humble presentation. It happens to be that 30 years ago today, I myself, your local international cyberspace Torah activist, Donzo Sio Goodman, was blessed to enter my first gathering held by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 770, which is located on Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. And the gathering, significance of the gathering was due to the fact that it was celebrating, the Rebbe was gathering Jews, and even there might have been a small amount of Bnei Noach there, to discuss the significance of the day of the 18th day of Elul, less than 12 days from the new year. That particular time was 30 years ago, corresponding to 1986. And the significance of the day is that on the 18th of Elul, now it's over 300 years ago, the modern patriarch of the Hasidic education movement, Baal Shem Tov, was born. And then some 47 years later, which would make it about 271 years ago, the first Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman Liadi, was born. And these two individuals were responsible. First, the Baal Shem Tov was responsible for spreading the general presentation of the Hasidic educational teachings. And the Alter Rebbe, with his own unique style, particularized the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov after mentoring under his Rebbe, the Maggid of Mezritch, who replaced the Baal Shem Tov. So I want to go and share some teachings that the Rebbe spoke about, which at that time when I was there, I didn't really understand what he was saying because my knowledge of Yiddish and, in fact, Hebrew was very poor. But I have a Hebrew translation from a wonderful series of books called Toras Menachem, His Vadius, Kvod Kedushas Admon Milobovich, Tavshin Memvav, Chelik, the fourth Chelik Revi, the fourth portion. And it goes like this. The Rebbe went on to speak about the dual significance of the day as it relates to the Baal Shem Tov and Alter Rebbe, Baal HaTanya, as we just mentioned. Chai Elo is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and Admor Zaken, as he was also known as. What were the Rebbe, the elderly Rebbe? In the language of my father-in-law, the Baal Shem Tov was born on the 18th of Elo, Shnas Nachat, which would be 1698. Admor Zaken was born on Chai Elo, Shnas Kahat. Now, that would be corresponding to 1745. And Nachat is an expression, or actually a Hebrew word, and the year that the Baal Shem Tov was born is referring to a type of delight. So the Baal Shem Tov brought delight to the Creator and to other human beings by revealing the teachings and exemplifying those teachings. And Shnas Kahat by the Alter Rebbe is also an acronym for Karnei Hodatorah, the shining out the rays of the splendor of the Torah, for he was known to be a master of the revealed and the inner dimensions of the Torah. Now, as I was in a class this morning given by the Magid Shir Rav Moshe Klein Shlita of Rehe Mehuvim, that before the time of the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, that would be the Rebbe Riatz, the father-in-law of the Rebbe of this generation, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, it wasn't really advertised so much as a day of deep contemplation and gathering, Hasidic gatherings, known as Verbringens or Zvadiyut. But this matter became publicized by the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tufshin Gimel, 1943. So the fact that a Nasi Hador, the leader or the prince of the generation, had gone to take the time and effort to promote the significance of this day, it became something which the Rebbe went on to assert became relevant to each and one of us in our generation. And that is the essence and the responsibility of the leader of the generation to influence spiritually, cognitively, emotionally among all the people of the generations, to empower them to fulfill their purpose here on this earth, l'shamash es konam, to serve their Creator, which is an expression extracted out of the oral Torah traditions from the Masechta Kedushin, the oral Torah tradition, Talmudic tradition, on how our marriage is made according to Jewish law for the nation of Israel. In the Lashon, in the expression of Chassidus, to complete the inner intention of the creation of the world, and which is thoroughly elucidated upon by the teachings, the instructions, the life-giving waters, Torah waters of the Baal Shem Tov and Admor Zaken, to make for the Creator a dwelling down here below. Not that the Creator needs us to do anything for him, as much as we're making the space that it will become more readily evident that the presence of Creator is amongst us. And this, of course, will lead to many blessings for the entire human family experience. And so, with this matter, the fact that there became now the conduct since 1943, Tufshin Gimel, to make publicly known the essence of this day, which is connected to the birth of the Baal Shem Tov and the birth of the Alter Rebbe, by way of the leader of the generation, the sixth generation since the Baal Shem Tov, namely the Rebbe Riatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson, that what it proves is that now there has reached a time that the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, according to how they came into revelation, by virtue of the fact that they were born in this world, and according to the oral Torah tradition, the day of a person's birth, according to the Talmudic tractate of Yerushalmi, in the tractate of Rosh Hashanah, the oral Torah tradition of how do we bring in a new lunar calendar year, the third chapter, in the eighth halacha, that there is a certain favorable influence connected to the person that on the day of his birth, even after they have passed on to the next level of life, that there is this level as well as a mazel sheba neshama, a encompassing spiritual force and energy and power and potentiality, which is revealed even in a higher way in a person's birthday, that's even higher than the revealed soulful potentials and even from the inner powers of the person's soul, in a way of there's a greater strengthening of that person on his or her birthday. And this should reach to each and every one, from the children of Israel, from the smallest until the oldest, with our youth and our elders in our sons and our daughters. And even though the beginning of the revelation of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and Admor Zaken, the Alter Rebbe, was only for a specified group of people known as the Hasidim, the Rebbe went on to assert, behold, today there needs to be the dissemination of these wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov to each and every one of the nation of Israel, regardless of whether Hasidic or not. And that we see in many matters of Torah and in holiness that certain things were only revealed to a few people or a small group, and in the span of time it spread out amongst all the Jewish people. Now, further, the Rebbe went on to say, one of the explanations from what we used before, Nasi, the Nasi Ador, the prince or the leader of the generation, is an expression of that person being uplifted. That the person that we associate to be with the leader of the generation amongst the nation of Israel is someone who is spiritually and intellectually and emotionally much higher than the rest of the members of his generation. At the same time, too, despite the fact that this person is able to bear within himself these certain high qualities of elevated consciousness, cognitive, emotional, spiritual, he is able to simultaneously humble himself and contract all of his great virtues in order to give over to all of his members of a generation, each one according to their ability to receive such teachings in a way of called Modecha, which is an expression from the book of Deuteronomy, all of your strength in chapter 6, verse 5. That is to say that after a person has committed himself to serve with all of his ability, as it says again in that verse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5, with all of your heart and all of your soul, in a way that there should be not anything lacking. He or she is activating all 100% of their potentiality. We're talking each and every one of us. The leader of the generation is able to participate in our elevation through spiritual means by which is known unto this person of great spirituality, to allow us to even increase in a further manner, which is even higher than we would normally say is the actualization of all of our potentialities, of all of our strength, to going beyond our normal measurements and boundaries. And we see here in the general concept of service, this is in a way of there needs to be something which arouses us to do something on our own, to arouse that which is beyond us. For instance, we turn to the Creator when we make our efforts to do better. And in the beginning, there has to be the service of a person trying to do the ways of Creator according to the way the Creator had specified. And the way the Creator specified is written down in the oral Torah traditions of Torah. And afterwards, to seek to give satisfaction before the Creator, that that Creator pronounced these to our prophets, Moses and those who followed him, and his will of Creator was done, which was to make this place a dwelling place for revelation of godliness. Again, Creator is not lacking in any way that he shouldn't be able to reveal his godliness, but we should become vessels, just as you need to have the cell phone to make your cell connection to someone across the world. Speaking and to expect that your words would reach the ears of someone halfway around the world is delusional. Of course, by Creator, he can do it, but Creator wants us to make, so to speak, that connection, that long-distance connection, where from wherever Creator is in Creator's highest realms, it immediately connects to us, not just in our mind, not just in our ears, not just in our throat, but in our heart, in every aspect of our body. And this can be drawn down to a person by understanding that when we make our effort from down below, we will draw down an elicitation from above. And this is also something which is expressed by the nature which we observed in our history by the service of sacrifices that were brought on the altar. It is well known from the oral Torah tradition that when a Kohen from the priestly branch of the nation of Israel would bring a sacrifice, animal sacrifice, upon the altar, in whether it be the sanctuary or the holy temples, the first or second temple, a fire was lit from below, and in the midst of the sacrifice being burnt by the fire on the altar, a fire from above would come down and consume that sacrifice. And this is documented in the oral Torah tradition of Yoma, which talks about the oral tradition of the service of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on the 21st page on the second side. And also one more thing before we three more paragraphs before we close out today's small terse presentation, just to hopefully show you that these things are part of our All Torah tradition, blessed souls, Nation of Israel, and particularly within the Chabad Hasidus from the House of David and Solomon. By the way, the actions of the leader of the generation, that there is a there can be the completion of the service of the generation from the generation itself, meaning that people have the potentiality to complete their mission on earth. And when we do what we do, have to do, in the positive, they can make an effectuation on heaven that, so to speak, we offer of ourselves. We're sort of offering up the fire to burn what we are sacrificing to the higher cause in our life causes, whatever is our life endeavors. Hopefully they're positive and pleasant and not causing argumentation or division among the hearts of human beings, that we also can elicit this, so to speak, fire from heaven. And this is, we are assisted in this process by the leader of the generation, that from the more inner dimensions of the Torah, from the Tikkuni Zohar, from the Book of Shining, Book of Light, that there is something of the soul of Moses which disperses from generation to generation. And there is a verse that mentions this as well in the chapter 5, verse A, where it says, Anochi Amei Ben Hashem Ubenechem, Lahagid Lechem Et Devar Hashem. That Moses said, I'm going to be standing between the Creator and you to tell you the word of Hashem, the word of God. The prophet tells us. And there's something of that consciousness of Moses extended out to each leader of the nation of Israel in every generation. And this elevates the generation to a level of superior virtue, which they could not do on their own without the assistance of the leader of the generation. And this is what the Rebbe wanted to say, that my father-in-law wanted to make known that on this particular day of Chai Elo, which is 12 days before there's a new life force coming into the universe on Rosh Hashanah, that it's not only that the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov the Alter Rebbe, the Admor Zaken, has to have an influence on every one of the nation of Israel, that it should be in a way that it comes to help them, but not only that, that it should affect upon them, that they themselves should become more uplifted than they previously were. And this is the preciseness of the idea of spreading out the wellsprings of the teachings of Hasidus in a way to elevate the exterior, the superficial aspects of creation, the superficial aspects of human interaction, human endeavor, in a way of even superficiality should be lifted up higher than its normal limitations. And it's not sufficient that the waters of the river, whose source are coming from this spiritual wellspring, shall go out to the exterior part of creation, but rather that through the efforts of every one of the nation of Israel, and hopefully we're going to be partnering more and more with the children of Noah, that the essential spirituality of the essence of the mind, of the wellspring, should reach out. Not just that there should be driplets coming out, but the wellspring itself should come out in a way of dispersion. And not only lead to the dispersion towards a person, that it should penetrate into all of his or her essence, but as well to draw down into the depth, the intense profundities and their inner aspects of the Torah of Creator, which is emanating, extracted out of, with no lacking or addition from to the Creator, because the Creator is of the nature which is not of our nature, that He can keep on giving and let us take from Him. Where He's never lacking, He's never caught up. He just gives. This is why He's called one of the depictions of Creator's attributes is the Atzmus of the Or Insof Baruch Hu, the essence of the infinite light may be blessed and drawn down here, that it should illuminate into the inner dimensions of our soul, that our essence becomes just an expression of the fact that we are connected to Creator. So with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude. And again, this is sort of like a movie trailer to the type of concepts that were shared that particular day, which I didn't know 30 years spoke, but I've learned some of it in the years since. So we're going to end off with a good beat from a good group, the Maccabees, the Book of Good Life, because we're all praying, not only for the nation of Israel, but all Yoshvei Tevel, Koboy Olam, all the dwellers upon the earth, the 7 billion human beings. May they go stronger and live more pleasant, productive lives. And we'd be meritorious to see the words of the Rambam, the Nesher Gadol, the great eagle, who taught us in the days of the Messiah, the days of the redemption, we will cease to see hatred, jealousy, and unwarranted and unneeded competition between human being and human being. So we're going to sign off with the teaching. It's a song, but it is a teaching by the Maccabees, Book of Good Life. And with that being said, I want to wish everyone, may all this manifest in our lives openly in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny of Kulanu for all of us, Badar Chinom Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way, Lahamshik Bez Hashem Yisprek, continue with the help of the Most High. And remember, you've got to be good, even though that might engender within you some sort of ambivalency. But the reason why you've got to be good, because it's in your spiritual DNA. Hateva Tov Lehetiv, the Creator who is the essence of all good, put you on this earth. And that's why you can be good, because the source of all goodness put you here. So you just have to connect, just like that cell phone can connect you in a moment's notice from one point A in the world to the other half of the world instantly. And the Creator who is at every point of the earth, patiently and lovingly and mercifully awaits our calling up to Him, saying, I want to do good. And don't be surprised when you're given the opportunity and you'll be recognized within yourself and from heaven and among other human beings as a person who is doing good, who doesn't have to preach about doing good, but exemplifies that good to arouse and inspire others to do good, until the amount of kindness that will be manifesting upon this face of the earth will be that long-distance cell phone connection to bring about the Gula Mitzvah Shlema, the true and complete redemption, the way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny, Kulanu for all of us, Badar Chinom, Darki Shom, in a pleasant, peaceful way, Lahamshik Bezosh Yisparik, to continue with the help of the Most High. Take care, everyone. This is the Maccabees, Book of Good Life. Take care.
To others will increase over. Thank you.